Sechet Shabbat of Kuf Kav Zayin, and we're starting at the bottom of Kuf Kav Vav. So we started the Gemara of the new parak yesterday. The Gemara said there, the Mishnah said, Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Kupot Shel Tevin V'Shel Tvo V'Na Orchim. You can move, if you want, like 4 or 5 buckets of grain or of straw, move for guests or for the Beit Midrash. So the Gemara, the question was, what have been 4 or 5? So we had the first answer to the question was, Rav Chisda said, Arba of Chamesh. Rather, if you've got 5, you can move 4. If you've got a big storehouse full, you can move up to 5 of that big storehouse. That's how Rav Chisda explained it. Right, so then Shmuel said no. And he said, and who's the Tana of the Mishnah, Tana of Rabbi Yehuda? He said that there's Muktzah. So Rulis says there is Muktzah, and therefore he limited it to 4 out of 5 or 5 out of a lot. You couldn't do more than 5, but you couldn't finish it off. So then, and that was the first answer. Shmuel says no. Shmuel answers, Amar Arba V'Chamesh. What does it mean, 4 and 5? Kedamre Inche, lingua franca, I think is the word, right? Like what's colloquially used? They can move 4 or 5, meaning you can move 4, and if you need 4, you can move 5. Right, look at Rashi there. Cheshbon Katan Tchila. First a small amount, and then if you need a bigger amount, if you need more, you can move more. That's why they started with 4, and they said 5. V'adin says, Shmuel, afilu tuva. Even more. In other words, as opposed to Rav Chisda, who says you're limited to 5 at the maximum, Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, according to your needs, about 4 or 5, you know, and that's how we talk. The Gemara says, "V'ibayafilu tuva nami mefanav," and therefore you can also move more. And umai avaloita otzar. So now we've got a question, right? Because the Mishnah said, "Afilu arba v'chamesh kupot shel tevin v'shel tvo v'mnei ha'orchim v'mnei ha'midrash avaloita otzar," but not from the warehouse. We said. So now, according to Rav Chisda, it was fine. He said there that 5 is if you've got a big. He said, "Umai avaloita otzar." He said, "Shloyat chil b'otzar." You shouldn't start in the warehouse. With first stop with the other stuff, you shouldn't, the first place you're cleaning out stuff. Remember, look at the last line of Rashi at the bottom of the Amud Bet yesterday. It said, Tchila, I don't think I explained this very well yesterday. I think we rushed through the shir, trying to finish up. I don't think I actually explained this properly. So he said yesterday, when we said, Umay avaloita otzar, what does it mean, not the otzar, the warehouse? Rashi there, Shelo yigmoreta otzar, lo matzil amarta hamireisha shmen al arba v'chamesh. We couldn't say 4 or 5 from there. Because there's tchila. Im lo yitchil bo listapek v'nukfar lemachal or lemachal behemto. If you hadn't yet, in other words, the way I see it, like say you're a businessman and you got stuff in stock, right? If you're a farmer, I don't know, you're going to get a shop in your warehouse. So your warehouse is booked on Shabbos because you shut the doors on Shabbos, you go home. I think I said this yesterday, right? If you hadn't started taking from there for your own personal needs, then you shouldn't start on Shabbos. If already Erev Shabbos, so on Thursday, you'd or Friday, you'd gone in there and tapped into a bit of your stock there, it would be okay. The Imken Havaleh Muktzah, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda in the Chabbut, it's about Muktzah. So now the question he has asked on Shmuel, how does Shmuel explain that question of the Otzar? Avro Otzar, he says, Shelo Yigmor Kulo. So he says over there, as long as you don't empty out the whole Otzar, right? Because we're concerned there, why? If you end out the whole otzar to put your guests into your warehouse or to convert your warehouse into a bad midrash, you'll suddenly discover that the floor isn't equal and you want to come and make the floor look nice, and you'll do ishvei gumot, that's written ishvei deraita of boni. So all of it's to do really with the, we saw that yesterday as well. Aval achulei, itchulei matril, but if you want to go and start there, you can start there, not a problem. Umani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah, according to him, says, Rabbi Shimoni, the late day muktzah. So we've got a machuket Rabbi Chisda and Shmuel as to whether the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Do we say Muktzah? Don't we say Muktzah? And where do we start? How do we start? How many can we use? How many, etc.? Or try and explain the Mishnah. Come on, we're going to go brighter now along the lines of this Mishnah. Ein matan rabbanan. Ein matchilin b'otzar tchila. You can't start in otzar tchila. That seems to sound like Rabbi Yehuda. Aval oseh bo shvil kedei shikanes v'yetzei. But you can make a path, right? You can make a path to go in and out, you know, through the warehouse, right? So now the verse is like this: Aha, oseh bo shvil, v'ha amart ein matchilin. You say you can make a shvil, you can make a path, but you told us you can't start there. So what's going on? Where is the shvil point? If you can't get in there to start emptying it out, That's what we really want to say. You can run a path, like you wear out a path. Right? You can't go and make a path Erev Shabbos or on the beginning, but once you start cleaning it out, you can make a path, meaning you can wear out the place, you can go many times. I'm not 100% sure what I'm speaking about. I think that's the idea. But this is again, Tarabana. Tvuat Zvura. What does it mean, Tvuat Zvura? Look at Rashi there. The very last wide lines at the top. Tvuat Zvura. Muchacha milta de huktze leotzar. So he uses the word there, Tvuat Zvura. Right? Now, just out of interest, Mr. Shah says this word Zvura here doesn't feature in the Shield Talk of Rav Haigon. He hasn't got that word there, Tzvura, there. It's a different version over there. Right? But yeah, Tvua, Tzvura means like piled up, I think. Vizman Chit Chilba Erev Shabbos, Murtar, Ispek Be'en Erev Shabbos. If you already started Erev Shabbos, drawing on that, right? Rashi says that Laha Istapek, you start feeding your animals from there. Right? And he mentions Asur, Divra, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi At. We'll see this in a second, right? Vim Lab, Asur Istapek, Be'en Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Acha Matir, Rabbi Acha says we can be Matir. Now we know that Rabbi Shimon, with regards to Mukta, is a Maikil. And yeah, who says it's Asur? Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Klapelaya. We've seen this word before, right? Klapelaya means like, in which direction are we leaning? Yeah, something is wrong with the directions of this brighter. Things seem to be upside down. Look at Rashi, Klapelaya. Keneged Haychan Poneha Tabarazi. Where are we going? Hamul Hefech, we should say the opposite. Rabbi Shimon Matir Mukta B'chol Makom, V'kanu Machmir. Rabbi Shimon is normally a Maikil, yeah, he's Machmir. So we're actually accepts that. Right, and says, Ela Aima Div Rabbi Acha. Right, Rabbi Acha says like this. Rabbi Shimon Div Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Right, actually Rabbi Shimon is the one who is Matir, not the one who is Asur. Tana, come and shoot words for us. Now the question is, how much is this a shear of Tvur Tzvurah? How much do we have before we say that it is a Tvur Tzvurah, where we've got this big amount of, yeah? So Gemara says, a letech. Now Rashi tells us here what a letech is. Right? He says over there, the letech is a chatzi kur. It's half a kur, and it's 15 seah. Remember, seah is about 8.5 liters, 8.3 liters, something like that, is a seah. It's a meat measure of nefach. So a letech is half a seah, is 15 seah, is half a kur. A kur is about 200 liters. So it's about 100 liters. Sorry, a kur is 2,000 liters, I think. You know, hold on one second. I'm completely confused now. A seah is definitely 8.3. So 15 times 8.3 would be how much? About 130, give or take. So a kur would be double that. So a kur would be about 260 liters. That's what it. So now that's about the measure of grain you have to be considered tzavur. Well, it's quite a big amount, eh? 130 liters of grain. It's quite a big amount. If you think that a bag of, like a packet of flour, like a key, half, 500 grams, about a packet like this, right?
Talking about
so you got about
150 kilos.
You have 150 kilos. Quite a big amount.
Talking about farmer's house.
Farmer's warehouse. So the Gemara like this, letech, about batzir miachi lavo tzar, but less than that, says Rashi, is not considered an otzar. Right? Not considered an otzar. Bai minar avnachumi bar zechami abaya. See, it's like a shiur tvur tzvur bekami. He's asking this question, how much is a tzvura? He says, amalei, hare amru, shiur tvur tzvur letech. We see another proof of here, it's a letech, half a, that it's half a kur. The question was asked, says we saw in the Mishnah there's four or five kupot that we spoke about. Interesting question now. Let me see if you could empty out four or five kupot. Right, so arba v'chamesh kupot in tfeilo. Are we saying you can only use four or five kupot? Is it that you can only take out four or five kupot? Alma lime ute behilucha adif. Therefore we want to limit the amount of walking that you do. So you can't use smaller vessels. You have to use five kupot or four or five kupot, measures of kupot. Or do you mean, no, maybe no. Leme'utei masui adif. Maybe rather use little vessels and do lots of trips, right? You still get to the same amount of four or five kupot, but in less trips, in more trips with less amount, therefore you are doing less weight, less carrying of heavy stuff on Shabbos. That's the most question. My answer is yes. The Tosh makes it from a brighter. The Tanich, we go on brighter. It says, Tanich had a... Mefanin, afilu arba v'chamesh kupot, shukadei shemen v'shukadei yayin. Four or five kupot of barrels of wine or barrels of oil. V'tanya idach, be'eser u'v'chamesh esrei. You can even use 10 or 15 barrels. Now, 10 or 15 barrels would be smaller barrels, right? But still the measure of five or four or five kupot. And the one brighter says, no, four or five kupot. So my love, b'hakim, isn't this the machloket? Adif. One says you rather use big vessels and less walking. One says rather use lots of trips but smaller vessels and therefore carry less in each time. And one says, no, that's not the machloket. Everybody agrees that you should walk as little as possible. You should make as few trips as possible. Why do you think that 14 or 15 dafka means kupot? Like a kadin kai, talking about kadin. Talking about actual barrels. Velo kashi, look at Rashi. A kadin kai, velo plige vachi kamar, beyud vetet vav yifani botan, chamesh kupot. See what it means, yeah? Velo kashi. Had mishtak le chad chad be kupa, had mishtak le tray tray. So it depends if it's one per kupa or two or three per kupa. See if it's two or three per kupa. If it's two per kupa, then you could make 10 trips. And if it's three per kupot, you can have 15 trips. Makes sense, right? Because you get up to five kupot. Right? V'hadim ishtak letalat lata u'bedekure da harfanya. He says, over here, harfanya here is a place. And these are, we're talking about the Likut Rashi on the bottom here. I saw it. It says, sla'in she'osin b'harfanya. This is a kur of a harfanya. I think it's what it means from barrels back. Ibai, another question now. Back to the very beginning of the sukkah. Hane arba v'chamesh. When we said yeah, five, four or five in the Mishnah, afal gad itle urchin tuva or dil mehakol lefi urchin. Does it mean that four or five, right? Even if he's got big, a lot of guests, still limited to four or five kupot? Or maybe no. Maybe it's a fila urchin. If you got lots of urchin, bring out more. If you got few urchin, bring out less. Or we always limited to maximum Shabbos of clearing out four or five of these kupot of grain to make space. Now, if you want to say the answer is it goes according to the amount of visitors that you got. It says, now the question would be like this. If you say that you can clear as many as you've got, so now does each person take out their own space to make a seat for themselves? Or does one person clear them all out? That's a good question. Everybody now suddenly, you know, get everybody involved? Or one guy must clear it out? It brings a nice story over here. It's like a toshma. Got a bright. Rabbi Abba says, Pamachat halach Rabbi to makom echad. Rabbi once went to a place, Rabbi Uranasi. V'ra'ah makom dachuk l'talmidim. He saw a place that was very squashed, not enough place for talmidim. Look at Rashi there. He says dachuk l'talmidim. She'ein makom l'talmidim loshid. There's nowhere for them to sit. V'yatzah l'shida u'matzah shidam le'omarim. And he went outside and he found this box that was full of omarim. Right, like piles of grain. Ve'imer Rebbe kol hashida kulei. And Rebbe himself emptied it all out. Look at Rashi. Ve'imer panai et omarim ve'kamrit havei u'bepachot pachot bidal amut. And it was in a kamrit and he went less than four amas. Don't worry, he wasn't came more amas. Rami was doing very small walks. It was all okay. I think Rabbi Yosef Amar Boishia pamachat lach Rebbe Chia lemakom echad. Rebbe Chia once went to a place. So the first story we heard in the name of Rebbe Yechia saying about Rebbe. Now I get the story about Rabbi Chia himself. Rabbi Chia went to a place where Amakom Dachukram, same idea. The Atzal decided to Matzas him and Al Marim. He went out to the field and he found a field full of sheaves. Then Rabbi Chia called Asadi Kudan and he did it himself. So Shema Mina Hakol Lefia Orchin. So firstly, we see we have two things. We see that it depends on the amount of people, that you aren't limited to four or five daf. If you need visitors, you've got more place, you need more. But the question still arrives, how government find a lakud or deal me call government find a mafshe. Maybe now the next answer we have to answer is it one person or all of them? Toshma, the Imer Rebbe, we see the Rebbe himself did it. So therefore, what I understand from Rebbe, that one person does it. I'm the chad government, that's actually one person does it. Well, so maybe not. Uleta meich Rebbe ben nafshe Imer. Right? And you say that Rebbe himself did it? No, Eletziva v'Imer. Maybe say that Rebbe just instructed all of them to go and each to start cleaning it out. Ulolam kol chad v'chad mefaned nafshe. Maybe at the end of the day, the work could conclude that each person does his own place. Not one person works for everybody, but each person can then come and take out a place to make place for themselves. And you aren't limited according to the amount of guests that you have, so you can make space on Shabbos. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yochanan. These are amazing gemaras of yet. It's really light and advisable to write these things down to remember them for the future. Look what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says, this, by the way, I've been saying this for years, you know, to write things down, write things down. We started our shir, remember Michael used to have a book, then you say, write it down. And then I never kept it, but when we started this, when we started Shas, at Daf Yomi, this cycle now, when we started, I bought a book like this, and this book actually has, and if you look over here, like Aleph Bet, you know, it goes according to Aleph Bet. And now, Mamish, I write everything down. So if I say to you, or write it down, I really do. It's amazing. Look how much just Aleph over here. That's Aleph. And if you look at Bet, and on every single letter, there's amazing things. You know, we're all getting a little bit older. Gimel. And then some of them have got like full pages over here already. Yud is over the page. And it's amazing because suddenly, you remember something. You want to go to your book. And then you got it. You have to now start remembering where it is in Shas. And it's a good thing to do it. It's also very satisfying, by the way. You start seeing a book filling up. I really advise it, everybody. Okay, let's care. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola hachnasat orchin hashkamat beit hamidrash. He says, having guests is as big a schut. He says, Gedola hachnasat orchin as hashkamat, getting up to go learn the Torah. How do we know? Diktani, look at the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Mefane haorchin u'mefane bitul hamidrash. The Mishnah started off first by saying, make space for visitors. And then it's taught us the halacha of making space in the Beit Midrash to learn. So we see that the hachnasat orchim is like going to Beit Midrash. The Mishnah puts it on a par. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan says that he puts it on a par. Rav Dimi Minaharda says, Yoter miyashkama Beit Midrash. Why? Diktani mefane orchim vahadar. We said we first learned about orchim, and then we went back and learned about Beit Midrash. It's even more important, even bigger. Amayud Amarav. He says, "Gedolach zat orchim mihakbarat pnei hashchina." Now he quotes an article we all know this Gemara from Ravino, where he says that hakbarat orchim is even greater than speaking to Hashem. Hakbarat pnei hashchina. Look at this. Dichtiv. We have a pasuk over here where it's Vayomer Adonai. Avram says to God, when the angels came there, he says, "Yimna matzati chen beinech, if it will find favor in your eyes, al na ta'avor be'aldecha. Don't leave me." But just hang on a second, I've got to go now and sort out these visitors over here. Hey, stick, just wait for me, God, I'm coming back. Imagine. And you're talking to God now and I knock on the door. And you tell me, go away, I'm busy. Right, I remember Avinu, maybe me, but the angels you would accept, I don't know. But Avinu saw the angels over there coming. He realized he had to, he said to God, hang on, I'm coming back, don't go away. Right? I'm not saying, al na ta'avor, look at Rashi, al na ta'avor. He left him and went and received visitors. And Rabbi Lazar Boreesh, look, Rabbi Lazar says on the other way around, he says, Boreesh, look, Kabbalah Kash Baruch, Midat Basar Vadam. See how God is so different to man. Midat Basar Vadam, with regards to the characteristics of human beings, Ein Katan Yacholomar Legadol, Hamtein Ad Shavuetzlech. A katan, doesn't say to a gadol, yeah, your father calls you, just hang on, I'm coming. No, tell me to hang on. I'm calling you, you come here now. That's what happens in my house. Right? They don't always listen, but you try, right? So, ve'ilu ba'kadosh baruch hu, ketiv, it says, v'yom yirnat lechem benecha. Right, with regards to Hashem, Moshe could say to Avram, don't worry, hang on, God, I'm coming back. And he was quite happy with that, right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shiloh, Amar Rabbi Asna, Rabbi Yochanan, Shishad, but now it's very interesting. We all say in davening, right? You know, in the morning in davening, we say Eved Ravish Shadam Ochel Potem Olam Hazeh, Ba'keren Kayemet Lord Olam Haba Ve'Elohein Kibud Avayim Ruchasim Ashvat Ben Amidah Shachrit Ve'Arvit, etc. Look at this Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shiloh, Am Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Shishad Varim. There are six things. Adam Ochel Perotem Olam Hazeh. A person benefits from their fruits in this world. Ba'keren. And the keren, in other words, you reap the fruits of the tree, v'hakeren, but the capital, right? Kayemet l'lamaba. In other words, you get the benefits now, but the essence is still in l'lamaba. So the classic example: you've got $1 million in the bank, and you're earning 5% interest. The interest you get now, and when you get l'lamaba, that $1 million is still waiting for you. Exactly what's going on over here, right? So he says, v'ayloi now, and what causes that? Hachnasat orchin. We're obviously learning it here because of what we spoke about right now. Uvikur cholim, visiting the sick, v'iyun tefila. Rashi says, yeah, iyun tefila is lechaven betvato, to have kavona. Right? V'hashkamat b'da midrash, getting up early to be in b'ad midrash. V'hamegadel banav le'talmud Torah. And bringing up your children, teach them to be learned Torah. V'hadan et chaveiro le'kaf schut. Incredible, eh? And giving your friend the benefit of the doubt. That simple little act like that, right? Which is difficult, right? The Gemara says, "Aini, how can you say that?" V'ha ana and tana. We have a Mishnah that says, and he quotes the famous Mishnah over here that we all know and we all say, right? And that Mishnah, I want to say it is from Masechet Paya, but hold on 1 second. Yeah, Paya, absolutely. I'm not so clear. We said in the Rashi has it written there in the side there, right? Mishnah in Paya. It says Tnan. Eilu dvarim shadam oseh otam vochel protehem bolam hazeh vakeren kayemet lababa. We've got a slightly different version. Right? We say eilu dvarim shadam vochel protehem bolam hazeh vakeren kayemet lababa. Not oseh otam vochel. The same idea. Ve'eilu hein kibud avayim, honoring your mother and father, right? Gemilut chasadim, ha'avat shelo ben adam lechaveiro, ve'tamud Torah keneged kulam. Slightly different version to what we have in our Sida. Hanin midachin elo. So what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan brings out 6 things. We got 4 things here, and that's it. Right, no more than that. Look at the answer. It's a nice answer coming up. Hanenami. He says, no. He says, these things as well. Right? Bahane Shaychi. Hanenami, Bahane Shaychi. All those things that we listed, those 6 things of Rabbi Yochanan, are actually in these 4 things over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains how those 6 things are talking to me, Michael. Right. He says, "Honey." He says, "These 4 things that we just listed here incorporate those 6 things." And how are they? Look at Rashi over here. Hachnasat orchim bikur cholim, haynu gemilut chasadim is gemilut chasadim. Iyun tefila, haynu bichlal gemilut. It's also called including gemilut chasadim. Why? Dichtiv gomel nafsho ish chesed. That's tefila. Hashkama per amidrash. Right, the gidul banim is all part of Talmud Torah. Hainu Talmud Torah. Right, dalech harei lekaf, give me your faith benefit of the doubt. Bichlal havat shalom, that is including causing shalom. Demitoch shu machriyo leschut, since he gave him the benefit. V'amar lo chatali bezot, he never sinned against me. Right, anus haya, it was beyond his control. Or letovani kaven, or he had good intentions. Yes, shalom benahem, that causes shalom. Right? So therefore we see there's not such a stira. Rabbi Yochanan the Faresh Lachatra, he says Rabbi Yochanan already came to explain these 4 things. He was explaining what they were, not competing with you. Those 3 you got 6 of them. The ikanami lichkibud avaim, Rabbi Yochanan law paragraph. On that Rabbi Yochanan agrees. So really the Gemara's answer is it's all the same thing. Right? There's no real difference over here. New bright terminal. While we mentioned in that Mishnah there. But dan chaver lekaf schut. The Gemara says, "Like we're a brighter. Hadan chaver lekaf schut, danin oto leschut." Now I know Gemara. I think it's from Kiddushin. I remember learning it always. Used to say, "Hadan chaver lekaf schut, hamakom yadunot chal lekaf schut." If you give your friend the benefit of the doubt, God will give you the benefit of the doubt. This is the same idea. I think it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Like it. Umaseh badam echad sheirad migalila elyon beniskar etz balabait echad bedarom shloshanim. A guy came from the Galil and worked down south with somebody for 3 years. Eriyom HaKippur Marlo, at the end of the 3 years, eventually had to go. Eriyom Kippur, time to leave, right? He says, "He's Barabai, ten ischari velech, v'azunet ishti banai. Give money, please, I want to now go. I'm going to go support my friends, my wife and my children." Amarlo, the Barabai says to him, "Ain li ma'ot, I got no money for you." He says to him, "Okay, not problem, Amarlo, ten li payrot, give me not the money, but he's give me some fruit." Amarlo, "Ain li," he says, "I haven't got." Now Rashi here, on each of these things over here, okay, we'll carry on after this. Taini karka, give me some land. He says, "Ainli, I got God." He says, "Taini behemoth, give me animals." He says, "Ainli." He says, "Taini karimu, give me some blankets, some pillows." He says, "Ainli." What did he do? He pshil kelav, lachorav, put like, you know, like Tom Sawyer, put it on his back. He wrapped up the man a bundle on his back, right? Pshil lachorav, halach leveito b'pachei nefesh. And he went home, but pachay nafesh. Rashi says, yeah, but da'avon nefesh. In distress, upset, miserable. Lachar regel, so that was Yom Kippur. So I suppose after Sukkot, natal balabait scharo biyado. So the balabait now obviously had a bit of charot here. He grabbed the wages in his hand. Ve'imo masoy gimel chamrim, and 3 donkeys laden with stuff. Echad shel macha, one with food. Echad shel mishtev, one with drink. Echad shel mina megadim, and one with all different delicacies. Valach levet, he went to this guy's house. Achar she'achlo v'shatu, right after he'd be, get a chance to eat and drink, Natan oschor, he gave him his wages. So the Barabai says to the worker, to his workers, Amarlo, b'sha'a she'amarta li ten li scharai v'amarti ein li ma'ot, And I said, I've got the money. Bamechash detani. What were you, what was going through your mind? You must have thought this guy's a bit of a gunner here. How were you having chashad? I said, chashad, what were your doubts? Right? What did you suspect me of? Samarti, Shema pragmatia bezol nizdam nelach, velakachta vehen. He said, maybe you got a deal. A good deal came along. You had a good offer. Stuff for free, for very cheap. You went and used all your money. You bought up all the stuff. When you said, give me some animals, and I said, any behema, what were you thinking then? Samarti, Shema maskoret, biyad acherim. Muskeret, sorry, maybe it was your animals were rented out to other people. And b'sha'asha amartali teni karka, b'amarti lecha eni karka, b'mechash, what do you think about that? And I said, give me some land. I said, I'm going to need land. At the end of the day, what's really going through the Bala Bait's mind? The worker worked there for 3 years. He knew about his animals. He knew that the guy had land. And he knew about what he had. Suddenly he's got nothing. So he said, no, amarti, shema mukheret b'lechem. Maybe you had leased it to other people. So ubesha'a, the Bach takes out the word he. Ubesha'a sha'amarti lach, eni peirot, b'meh chashtani. What do you think when I say I got no fruit? So amarti, shema enan musrot. Maybe they weren't yet, you hadn't taken off the maaser. Therefore, you had a good maaser. Eri ukipa, we were running late. Ubesha'a sha'amarti lach, eni karim b'ksatot. I said I got no blankets or pillows to give you. B'meh chashtani. What do you think then? Amarti, shema higdish kol nechasav l'shamay. Maybe you've magdish everything. And therefore, you had never owned anything. In other words, the guy, everything that he did under the worst circumstance, he worked there for 3 years for this guy, and suddenly he's giving him the benefit of the doubt. This is the worker you want working for you, right? So he says, Amalei ha'avodah, right? So he swears here, avodah, meaning by the Beit HaMikdash, right? By the Mizbeach of the Beit HaMikdash, kach haya. He says, really, that's the case. He says, hadarti kol nichsai bishvil horkunus b'ni shlo asak b'torah. What happened over here is, he says he had a son, Hurkanus. You can already see the fact that his son was called Hurkanus, but he wasn't the biggest Talmid Chochem himself. I suppose it sounds like a Reita looking at me all funny. Hurkanus to me sounds like a name Hurkanus of a...
In Masechet
Avodah,
the second Amorah, was one of the greatest
Amorah. Reita is correcting me over here and says that one of the, it was the second Amorah Masechet Avodah, one of the greatest Amorah was Hurkanus. Rabbi Hanani Mirakash, Hurkanus, okay, but still, okay, what can I tell you? It didn't sound like a great. Maybe, okay, I'll take it back. You know what, I'll take it back. So he says, Hukanus Bani Shelo Asak Torah. He says he didn't learn Torah because he wasn't learning Torah. He basically said to none of these possessions are worth anything to him besides learning Torah. He made a neder that he would have no hana'ah from any of the stuff, and therefore he never had anything to give him. And what happens is Ukshabati Eitzil Chaverai Bedarom. When I came to my friends in the south, as he came down to look for his worker, he tiru li kol nidra neder hatrat nedarim. And suddenly all these nadarim were no longer valid. Va'ata k'shem she'danti l'zchut ha'makom ha'makom yadinotcha l'kaf zchut. Just like you gave me the benefit of the doubt, it really turned out you were correct and just for everything that you said, so too Hashem should give you the benefit of the doubt if you in a similar situation. Another Gemara will be the same story. Tell me that. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad she'pada riva achat bat Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Rashi says an interesting thing over here. Rashi says, go all the way up there to the top. It's not Dibur HaMatcha. It says, if you look under the word Mukheret, so it says there, Kol Echad Amrinan Maaseh B'Chassid Echad. Whenever the Gemara uses the story Chassid, Maaseh B'Chassid, you write this down as well, right? Or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eli. Those are the Chassidim in the time of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means when it says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eli. Right? It's a story with one of these guys, or the Chassid. Right? Shepada riva achat bat Yisrael. Look at Rashi, riva na'ara. So he redeemed, there was some girl, obviously had been sold into slavery or taken into captivity or whatever the case was. He redeemed achat bat Yisrael. Vule malon hishkiva tachat margrav. He put her in the hotel that night at the foot of her bed, of his bed. He made her sleep with him at the foot of his bed. And he was a chassid, remember? Lamachar, the next morning he went to the mikveh, Yerad B'Tabal, B'Shanal Talmidav, and he turned these Talmidim, learned with them, V'Amarlaim, he said to them, B'Shashkiv Atiya Tachat Margalotai, B'Mechash Tatuni. He says to himself, these Talmidim obviously think, oh, I took this river into my hotel room, right? I wasn't just taking it there to sleep. Obviously, you know, did something with her. What were you going through your mind when I took her into my room? So Amarnu, so they said, Amarnu Shema Yeshba Talmid, Shana Badukla Rebbe. He said, we realized that maybe you were concerned that one of us one of the Talmidim weren't very good, and you don't want to leave her outside and be basically exposed to us. Look at Rashi. Baduk Rebbe, she'eino makir b'bidotav lismoch alav ulanicha etzlad. You don't want to leave her around us, therefore you took her into your room. And b'sha'ah she'arati l'tavalti, when I went, you saw me going to the mikveh this morning. Why was I going to the mikveh? Didn't something go through your mind here? What was happening? B'mechash detuni. So Amarnu, they said to him, Amarnu, they said to him, Shema mipnei torach haderech irak kidra. Now, because of the journey, the hardship, you had a bit of an emission there. You were bal keri because of working hard on the journey. Amar lehem ha'avodah kachaya. Same idea. He swears by the Midrash. So that was the case. V'atem k'shem shedantuni lekaf zchut ha'makom edinchem lekaf zchut. Same idea. Tanu rabbanan, another brayta. Pam achat utzrach davar echad letalmid hachachamim etzel matrit echad shekol gleromi mutzin etzla. The Chachamim needed something from a woman, a matronita. Rashi says here, matronita nochrit, right? But a matronita means like a serious woman, right? I don't really say it's like a madam, right? But that sort of idea, a matronita. Look at what it says, that she called Gedolei Romi Mitzvah. All the great Romans all used to visit her. Like a madam. It was an expensive place, right? Amru mi elech, who's going to go to her? So Amalim Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua said, no problem, Ani Elech. Halach Rabbi Yoshua v'talmidav, he went with these talmidim, Kevin Shigir, Liftoch Lepedach Beita, Chalach Tfilin, Berichuk Arba Amot, V'nichnas V'na'al V'nim. He took off his tfilin 4 amos away, went inside and locked the door. Achar Shiyatza, Yarad V'taval, the first thing he did was going to the mikvah. And then he spoke to his talmidim, taught them, V'amar Lahem, V'sha'a She'chalach Tfilin, B'amech Hashtatuni. What was going through your mind? I took off my tefillin. Why was I taking off my tefillin? Amarnu Kesabu Rebbe, Lo Yikansu, Divrei Kedusha, Makom Tuma. He says, obviously you couldn't go into a place of Tuma, right, with like a house of whatever, of ill repute, right, with tefillin on your head. He says, in B'sha'a She'na'alti, and when I locked the door, B'amech Hashtatuni, what were you thinking then? So Amarnu, Shema Davar Malchut, Yesh Beina Ulele Beina. Maybe you got secrets of the Davar Malchut, you know, but top secrets here. The key, Rashi says, Davar Malchut, V'tzarich La'alibor, they've got to be hidden. Got to be careful. And B'sha'a Sharati V'tavalti, I went to the mitzvah, what did you think? B'mech Hashtatuni? Amarnu, Shema Nitza Tzinure Mipia Al-Begadav Shel Rebbe. Maybe some spit came out from her mouth onto you. Look at Rashi, V'yat Tzinure Rok. Rashi says, spit. V'gazur Anochrim Shehu Kezavim L'chol Divrahim. And Chachami were gozer in those days, that spit of a goy was like a zav. You treat it like a zav. Right? Do not let kids hang around the goy and they had all these gzairas. So Amar Lahem Avodah Kachaya, he said exactly so. As you hit it, you were a nail on the head. That was exactly right. V'atem Keshem Shidantrin L'zchut Hamakom Edinochem L'zchut. Okay. Very nice. Three nice stories over here about how important it is to give give a bit of a doubt to everybody. The Gemara carries on. It says, "Mefanin truma b'tahora v'chule." Now we saw in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah yesterday, that the Mishnah started off and said that we can mefanin truma b'tahora and demai and ma'as rishon, that you take out the truma from ma'as sheni and hekdesh and niftu, etc. And those things aren't mukta. And the whole list of things, for example, tevel, which is mukta. Okay, so the Gemara starts off and says like this: mefanin. Lost my place. Yeah, Mefanin Truma, second wide lines at the top, at the end of the line. Mefanin Truma, Tahora, Bechule. It was a Pshita. What's the Chiddush? I don't understand. Why would you think you can't take out Truma, Tahora? It's Tahor. So it's a Pshita, it's a Lord Shecha. Why? The Mancha Biyad Yisrael. Because it's actually with the Yisrael. So, what would we have thought? Ma'ar Utam, Mekamad Lo Chazir Asur. And I thought, since it's not good for Yisrael, Yisrael can't eat Truma, only a Kohen can eat Truma. Therefore, for him, it's Asur, it's Mukta. Kamash Milan, that Kivan de Chazir a Kohen, Shapir Dami. Since, because a Kohen could eat it, it's not Mukta, and therefore, just because a Kohen could eat it, it's also you, not Mukta for you either, even though you couldn't eat it. So what about Demai? Now, Demai, remember, Demai is a Safek. You buy from an Amaretz, and you're not sure that Amaretz has taken anything off. Although there's a Klal that says that Amaretzim used to Mafrish Truma Gedola. He wants to say, Demai, Halo Chazile. Why Demai? He can't eat it, so why can he move it? He says, Kevan Dibai, he says, if he wants, Mafke Leila Nichsev Haveani. Because really, a person could, in theory, you can Mafke, like we saw earlier on with that Barabai there in the north, right? He was Makdish all his stuff and he had nothing. You could Mafke all your stuff and then you become a poor person and you've got nothing. And then, the Chazir and Ani can eat the Mai. purpose in itamai. So already there was a way for you to become an ani and to eat the demai. Hashtanami chazidai. Therefore, because you have got a situation where you can create a scenario where it's mutar for you, we say there's not muktza for you on Shabbos. Itnan machrin ani demai, we feed ani demai, beta achsanya demai, and also achsanya, Rashi Avia says, chel shel melech Yisrael. If a Jewish army comes into the town and you've got to feed them so you can feed them demai, there's a machloket avia actually in the Girsas avia. Look at Agot Habach. He says, "Nisgur kach perashti beperik bechol marvin." Daftam alef vechem beperik kol sha'a. But Tosfot beperik Gimel says she'achnu beperik od perash achi chayil shel nochrim. So now look at the Arishonim, whether it's a chayil of goyim or a chayil of Jews who you got to feed the mai to. Right now, Gemara Rashi said you can feed Jews good mai. Rabbi Yehuda Tana Beit Shammah Omrim Ein Machlin Et Anim De Mai Belachlin De Mai Behil Omrim Machlin Anim De Mai Belachlin De Mai. Now look at Tanaim Avia Behil Em Beit Shammah. Now we come Omaser Rishon. Now we go Maser Rishon Shenitle Trumato. Let's just take 1 second and go through the seder of Trumot and Masor. So we know as follows: you've got Truma. Let's say you've got a pile now of the fields. You only become chayiv in truma when it's gemar melachtan, when it's a kiru, right? When there's a miruach hakeri, right? The kri, you've got to basically level out. Your produce has been harvested and you've widowed it and you've got rid of all the stuff. Now you've got the grain which you're able to now grind, and that grain you make into a pile. Only once you've added into a pile, that's called miruach hakeri. That is the stage that you are chayiv truma for. Up until that stage, you aren't chayiv truma for. So now if, for example, the anim come into the field and they take off the field, right, like leket shechan paya, it's not truma and maser, etc. Because it came in the field. You weren't yet high of the truma. Okay, so now what happens now? We have a rule. First comes mas truma gedola. Truma gedola, let's say, is any amount. But let's say 2% is a decent amount, right? So you take 2%, you've got 100 kilos of grain, 2 kilos, that's truma gedola, and that goes to the kohen, and that is kedusha. Then you take from what's left 10% off what's left. So let's say you got 90, let's say you got 100 for argument sake, kilos left over. You take 10 kilos off, and that's maaser rishon. Maaser rishon goes to the levi. Now the levi has to take off his 10 kilos that he got, also 10%, a kilo, and give it to the kohen. That's trumat maaser. Right. So from maaser rishon, it's the levy, goes trumat maaser the coins. The coins now got 2 kilos from you, and a kilo from the coins got 3 kilos. The levy got 10 kilos. The levy got much more than the coin. Now remember that. Now, and then you got maaser sheni in certain years, or maaser ani. Maaser sheni you got to take to Yerushalayim, eat in Yerushalayim. If you can't go to Yerushalayim, or it's too big to carry, so you can redeem it onto money. But when you redeem it, you have to add a chomesh. You add 25% of the value. It's a chomesh because it's 20% of the off from the gross. So you got 100 and you got to give 25. Now you got 125. The 25 is a fifth of 125. But you actually give a quarter, but it's called a chomesh, a fifth. Okay? So you have to always add. Okay? So that, and then hekdesh, for example, if you makdi something, you got to redeem it, you also got to sort it out. So now that's the order that you're meant to do. Comes on Gemara and says as follows. Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumato. Maaser Rishon is what you were meant to give the levy. So you took off the levy and already you've taken off Trumato. Right? What does it mean? Venitla Trumato. Look at Rashi. Shenitla Trumato. Kesal Tedar. This is the half. I mean, what do we think we're speaking about at the moment? We think we're speaking about Trumat Maaser. Shalevin or ten lekoin. That truma, the 10%, the levy is going to give to the coin. But kol shekain truma gedola, how much more so truma gedola? Sheyesh al Yisrael afresh. You're assuming now that even the truma gedola has been given. So when we say you've given trumat maaser, the hava amina is that first you took truma gedola, then you took maaser rishon, and you even separated the truma gedola for the levy out of the truma, out of the maaser rishon, and this is perfectly good truma. I mean maaser rishon. So what's the problem with it? Right? No mukta. That's what Rashi says. We think we're speaking about Avia, right? Sheshli Shalafin. Vifrishoh kodem shlatan ha-maser levi. You did it all before you gave the maser to the levi. So Gemara says, pshita, that's pashut. So what's the problem with that? Why would I have a hava mina? What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Why do you have to teach me this? It's pashut. The Gemara says, no, that's shich. We do need why. Sheikdimo bashibulim. Really, it's not what we thought. It's not in the normal course of events. Here the levi came along or you took it off for the 81st. There are two different girsas there in Rashi, by the way. There's a machloket over here and the girsas of Rashi. But Rashi over here says, Sheikdol Truma, Yisrael Ayalul Hafrish Truma Gedola Tchila Dichtir Melachav Di Bachalot. Okay? Melachal Bikurim, you can't give Truma to Bikurim, no, look, etc. Truma. I'm skipping out one of those things. About Higdim, that's what's important. So he says, according to the Rashi over here, the Barabait took off Maser Rishon before he took off Truma Gedola, already in the field, before he brought it into his warehouse. When they chopped off the harvest, he took aside and put aside some stuff for the Levi, right? And then he took off the Maser Shein, the Truma for the Levi of the Maser Rishon. But he never ever did Truma Gedola. Because he wasn't Chayev yet Truma Gedola. Right? This was the wrong order, but there's no Malkot for this. So he says, Sheikdimu Bishubudim Natla Himinu Truma Maser. Velo Natla Himinu Truma Gedola. Vechihad Rabbi Amesh Lakish. Amesh Lakish is like this. Maser Rishon. Sheikdimu Bishibulin. Patur mitrume gedola, shneimar v'imotem minu truma shemaser mina maser, maser mina maser amat nach v'lo truma gedola v'trumat maser mina maser. That's the story. So the massive chiddush avia that really you shouldn't do it this way, but if you did it this way, you patur from truma gedola, and we might have thought that because truma gedola was never taken, this maser rishon is muktza because it's tevel, and you can't take truma gedola on Shabbos. No, Reish Lakish tells us from a limud of the pasuk. That if you didn't take Truma Gedola and you gave the Maser Rishon while it was on the field, you set it aside then, it's Patrim of Truma Gedola, therefore it's not Muktzah, and you can give it yourself. Amar Papa Rabaya. So our Papa asked this Kasha to Abaya because it was about what we just heard Reish Lakish saying. Iach, if that's the case, Afilu Yigdimu Bekeri Nami Lipater. So I don't understand. So why? He says over here, what happened? Afilu hikdimo bekri. Why only if it was b'shibulim in the field while it was still in there in the shibulim? What are shibul is how do you say that? Like what's the English word for shibulim? No, like a big thing of hay. They grow. What's it called? Help me there.
Sheaves.
Right. So he says, why that? Even if it was ready at the kri, if the lady came first and he gave him Maser Rishon, say you parted from that as well. Why do you have to give Trumat Maser? Say the order is you give Truma Gedola. But the Levi arrived first and you gave him Maser Rishon. Maybe you have to give Truma Gedola anymore. Maybe you patru there as well. Right? Amale Alecha Marisa. I've got a pasuk especially for you, he says. Bikol Matnotechem Tarimu. Right? The pasuk says, Bikol Matnotechem, from all your gifts, Tarimu, et kol Trumat Hashem. Give all the Trumas. Mikol Chelbot Mikdasho Mimeno. Everything. Right? So he says, Umara Ita. So I don't understand, he says, if that's the case. Why dafka there and not here? How can you tell me there? This pasuk doesn't apply when it's b'shibulim. And here the pasuk does apply. So it says ha idgan v'ha'i lo idgan, because you've got to give truma from the gan tirosh v'yitzar. Look at Rashi, ha'i de nitmareach, when it's been smoothed out, idgan, it's called dagan, v'chala alav chova truma. Then you come to chova, k'lichtiv reshit dagancha, it's called dagancha, reshit the first of your dagan. Hilchach kishak lelevi ba'i adure l'koin, says, because then when the Levi takes it from there, he's got to give his 1/10 plus 2/10 of the Truma as well. But if it's at the Shibolin, he doesn't have to. So now we have the next case of the Mishnah was Umaser Sheini, right? Sheniftu. When we said Maser Sheini Sheniftu, let's look at the Mishnah quickly. Umaser Sheini Behegde Sheniftu, right? That was redeemed. So Gemara says again, Pshita, what's a chidush? I understand. It's a lot shech. We have to. Why? Shnatan da keren v'lo natan da chomesh. As I explained, he had given the keren, but he never gave the extra 25%. Hakemashvran de ein chomesh ma'akev. We see over here that either you haven't yet set aside the chomesh, it's not ma'akev, it's not on gemukta, and you can still use it. V'turmus hayavesh. Right there, we saw there the turmus there, which we said was good for animals. I think the ez ate the turmus, right? B'nei shumachal izim, right? Because it was good food for the izim. He says, "Dafke yavesh avalach lo." He says, "Only if it was dry and not wet. Why not?" He says, "Came in the mari lo achla." He says, "Because while it's still moist before it's dried out, it's mar." Says Rashi, "It's bitter, and the goats won't eat it, and therefore it would be muktzah." End of Aviyah.